Welcome to God First with Brian C. Thomas, a program committed to encouraging you to put God first while viewing life through the window of the Bible. Now, in honor of the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let's join Brian C. Thomas for today's message.
I'm sitting here and, phone's right here in my pocket, and you're going to hear it buzz every once in a while. And when my phone buzzes, that means that rockets are being fired at Israel. And there's a political, there's a spiritual, there's a historical, there's a lot of different ways that we're going to tie into this today. But there is also an emotional element that ties in, because these are rockets that are being fired literally at my family. And I want to say thank you, because most of the people don't understand what that means. Most of the people don't understand why that is happening. Most of the people don't really care. Most of the world doesn't care. Most of the United States doesn't care. The reason I'm saying thank you is because I'm sitting in a group with a group of people who do care about what happens over there.
Welcome to the program. My name is Brian Thomas, and I want to thank you for tuning in today to the God First program. The voice that you just heard was David Tal. He is a Jewish Israeli, and he was a guest speaker this past weekend at the 412 Church in California. And he was speaking about this issue that is going on right now, this Israeli conflict. And so I decided today that I wanted to speak on this topic, and I invited my good friend, Dr. Bruce Logan, who is a teacher, conference speaker, and Bible college instructor. He's the founder of Bruce Logan Ministries. And I asked him to come on to talk about this topic and how Christians should view what is taking place when it comes to the nation of Israel. So, Dr. Logan, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you again for having me. It's a pleasure.
And folks, when we come to look at this topic, there are so many different angles. There are so many different perspectives that you can look at this issue. But before we jump into the discussion, I want you to listen to one more clip from Tom Hughes, who is the pastor of 412 Church. This was the way in which he opened his sermon this past Sunday.
So you have paid attention to the news this past week. Now, let me ask you this. How many of you paid attention to the news going on in Israel? Okay, that's good. Okay, you're doing a lot better than about 98% of America. So praise the Lord.
So as you heard in the opening clip from David Tal, you heard him say most people don't understand, most people don't care. And I definitely see that as I look around, and even in churches, I had to look high and low to find someone that actually talked about this topic. I visited my former church this past Sunday, which will go nameless, and there was not a single mention of the nation of Israel. There was talk about the gasoline shortage. There was talk about the CDC's changing guidelines, but there was no talk about Israel. So, Dr. Logan, when we come to look at the nation of Israel concerning this specific conflict that is going on right now, and then as we look at the wider picture throughout history, what is a Christian to think when it comes to the nation of Israel?
Well, that's a very good question. And at the beginning soundbite, the speaker that you played actually summarized it very, very beautifully. He said that he basically pointed out four different aspects of the current conflict, and none of which you would probably hear in the mainstream media. He noted that there was a political aspect, a spiritual aspect, a historical aspect, and an emotional aspect, emotionally being that, you know, he was emotionally invested, you know, because it was happening, you know, to his family at the time. And each one of those are individual topics in and of themselves, but from a biblical worldview standpoint, we as believers have to understand particularly the first three elements, the political, the spiritual, and historical, are very, very important and for believers to understand, because it pertains and it relates in a large part to the vastly approaching end times that I believe that we're in. And when you dissect each of these, it's some very interesting things that when I mean dissect, I mean the political component, the spiritual component, the historical component. And none of these that will be, you know, that you will hear in the mainstream media at all whatsoever. Now, you will hear a lot about the political component, but even when they talk about the political component in the mainstream media, they are only talking about it from a specific narrative or from a specific worldview, which means that everything that they report is framed through that given worldview. And the majority of the worldview that majority of the world has, particularly the mainstream media, is a worldview that stems from an anti-Israel perspective. For the believers that we understand that.
Absolutely. And as I stated earlier, as I look around at churches today, what makes me scratch my head is because how much that what is taking place is based on the Bible. The Bible says that the prophetic time clock in God's order of events is the nation of Israel. And so when I look at churches and I see churches are not talking about this at all, it makes me scratch my head. Like I said, they talk about the gas shortages, which is something important. They talk about the CDC guidelines or whether you should wear a mask or not. And again, not to say those things are not important, but man, when we talk about the nation of Israel and God's timeline, it should be something that we should pay attention to as Christians. So before we go forward, I want to play again one more clip from, again, David Towle. And I mentioned Pastor Tom Hughes. He's the pastor of 412 Church, and I commend him as being one of the few pastors who addressed this issue. But he opened his sermon by talking about the nation of Israel. And then he had this guest, David Towle, do a sit down interview with him at the end of the service. So I want to listen to the next clip in which he's speaking of the enemy targeting God's chosen people.
Because this is the enemy actually targeting, literally, physically, missiles and crosshairs is targeting God's chosen people. They're doing it for a reason. The reason is actually laid out in this book. Okay? This is where it's coming from. And if you have a question mark about what's going on, okay, look at the plan, look at the book, look at the story, and realize that what you're seeing played out is actually playing out in the real world. Okay, again, this is not a history channel. So the whole balagan that we're talking about today in Israel started off on that platform that you just now saw mentioned in the book of Revelation, in the court of the Gentiles. That's where it all started off. The demonstrations that sparked off the missiles that were fired by Gaza into Jerusalem actually started off on that place. What I'm trying to say is what's happening is Israel, and this is what a lot of people don't really realize, what's happening in Israel is bringing this story into the real world. And people need to understand that and connect that.
And what David Towle is speaking of when he says the book, he's talking about the Bible. And Dr. Yeah. Logan, that is why it's so important to have a biblical worldview when we look at this issue, right?
And that's 100% true. Just to give a little bit of context to that, the Bible clearly tells us that the land of Israel and the Jews are God's chosen people, mm-hmm. and that the land is going to be a land that's going to be designated toward the Jews. Now, let me just read a couple passages of scripture, just to bring some context into what the speaker just said. In Genesis, of course, we're familiar with we should be if we're believers. We should be familiar with the Abrahamic covenant that began in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, where essentially God says, I will bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you, mm-hmm. and all the nations of the world shall be blessed because of you. But then he goes further, as time went by, Abraham began to obey God and began to move into the direction that God had him to go. It says, I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered. Arise and walk about the land through its length, breadth, for I will give it to you. And then if you take that and follow that, if you look at a passage that's in the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 4, it says, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, which is the Mediterranean Sea, toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. That's Joshua chapter 1 and verse 4. So there again is a historical and a prophetic context of the land. And if you listen to that much of the media, they're using words like apartheid state. And first of all, you can't be an apartheid state. They call them colonialists. When that's been your ancestral land for 3,000 years, you're not a colonialist and you're not an apartheid state. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that we have to really understand. There's a prophetic element and there's a historical element. And me, whenever I look at Bible prophecy, I always connect history and prophecy under the same umbrella. Because if you just look at a basic definition of what prophecy is, prophecy just simply means history written in advance, history written before the events actually take place. And basically, so history and prophecy are kind of synonymous, if you want to, from a biblical worldview standpoint. And so when it comes to the current conflict, though, it's been so just terribly misrepresented by the media that it's just really become despicable. Just yesterday, I was listening to a news report from a CBS reporter. It was just a little soundbite from the CBS reporter, and they were showing clips of, you know, they have that Iron Dome in Israel, which mm-hmm. they were able to intercept missiles before they hit the ground, and they were showing explosions in the air of the Iron Dome missiles impacting the Hamas rockets before they actually hit the ground. And here was the language that the reporter said while all these explosions were going on in the background. The reporter said, quote unquote, "Israel and Hamas are exchanging thousands of rockets," as you can see in the background. Well, first of all, if you just stop and critically think for a second, those what you were seeing were not an exchange of thousands of rockets. Mm-hmm. What you were seeing was rockets being fired by Hamas and Israel intercepting those rockets before they impacted. They didn't show a single rocket. An exchange would be if rockets were flying from Hamas to Israel and then Israel firing rockets back. That would be an exchange. But what Israel was doing was using an Iron Dome technology to intercept the rockets that were being fired into their territory against civilian population. So that's one example of how the media has just been grossly misrepresenting. And I kind of have a saying, I've been saying this like actually for years when it comes to the mainstream media and how they report different news items, is that we as Christians should always assume that we're being lied to by the media until otherwise proven being truthful. In other words, we should assume that we are being lied to unless proven otherwise. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because what the way they have been reporting this, even the idea about the two-state solution, that they have been just so totally misrepresenting this particular topic that it's just unbelievable. But they were able to get away with the misrepresentation because they're mostly speaking to an audience who themselves are totally clueless, and right. So they can get away with that. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why the believer, we need to be able to have a different level of discernment. Mm-hmm. We have to have a different level of critical thinking. See, when I watched that news report yesterday, for example, by that CBS reporter, I mean, you didn't have to be a prophet to know that story was being misrepresented.
Right.
I mean, just use your eyeballs. Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of reminded me of an example like sometime last year when they were reporting on the riots, the BLM riots, as a result of the Michael Floyd incident. And a reporter was standing there saying, it was a CNN reporter saying that there was I'm showing you film of a peaceful protest, was his exact quote. And this peaceful protest was, he was saying this right when about 20 feet behind him, there was a car on fire, and off in the distance, about a block away, there was a new construction high-rise apartment that was being burnt down but yet they call that a peaceful protest.
Right, right.
But then when they talk about January 6th, that was insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they reported it. And so it's just a total misrepresentation of really what's happening. And unless you have a biblical worldview, unless you have discernment and a critical thinker, you're going to be susceptible. Because this, the way they're reporting and the way that the media has become is really borderline demonic.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, you're so right. And as you stated, you gave those passages from scripture. It's so clear that God promised this land to the Jewish people. But we see the media, there are so many anti-Christ media figures out there. And I know that sounds harsh. That's a strong word. But if you're not on the side of Jesus Christ, that means you are antichrist. And so there are so many out there that they don't go along with the Bible. They think the Bible is this book that is just unimportant and that should be dismissed. And so you often will get reporting from a rhetorical standpoint. There's rhetoric that does not align with scripture. And I was listening to a report this morning. And again, the way they're reporting it, they're giving the number of fatalities in Gaza, and they're showing the counts, and they're making it as though Israel is in the wrong. Israel is the aggressor. And well, you know, when you look at it, because Israel has such a great, as you say, the Iron Dome defense system, then not as many missiles get through to cause casualties on the Israel side. But Israel has to protect itself. So when they counterattack, then the death count may be higher. And so it's portrayed in a way in which Israel is in the wrong. So folks, it is so important, like you said, Dr. Logan, that we as believers are looking at things through the Bible. And I say believers because the world, we expect the world not to see these things, not to understand. But what troubles me so much is that churches, when I see churches that either don't talk about it at all, or they're talking about it from a misinformed standpoint, then you're leaving it in the hands of the media to influence people. And that is when people get mixed up, even those in the church.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I just comment real quick?
Sure.
On the point that you just made about the casualties?
Mm-hmm.
Because you made such an awesome point that I need to get this in before, you know, before we move on. And because it's so important, is that people need to understand another aspect that the media is not reporting is the fact that Israel is bending over backwards more so than any other military, maybe in history, to minimize civilian casualties.
Right.
They are literally taking the steps of notifying apartment complex or civilian buildings, building where civilians are located, and giving them warnings, calling on the phone that this building or this property is getting ready to be targeted. We're going to give you X amount of time to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have I can't even remember the name of it, but there's a type of bomb that it won't explode, but it'll make a loud noise, it won't cause any damage, but it'll make a loud sound. And just in case there's anybody else in there, to give them some more time to exit before the actual bomb hits. And so they're taking out many facilities without any casualties at all. And the media is not even reporting on that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even giving Israel any credit for taking these unusual measures to minimize civilian casualties. But on the flip side, when they do end up being civilian casualties, they put all of their coverage on those casualties what they're trying to do is they're trying to win or wage a propaganda war.
Mm-hmm.
to play on the emotions of the viewer who don't know any better.
Exactly. And in case anyone is wondering, well, why is Israel targeting civilian facilities like an apartment complex? Well, what happens is Hamas is launching rockets from those locations, and they're doing that again for propaganda purposes. They'll launch a rocket from an apartment building, hoping that Israel will fire back and hit it. And then that would kill a lot of people, civilians. And then they could report, look at what Israel is doing. They're killing our women and children. But they're not launching these rockets from a military facility. So that's something that is so important. And that's why you need to have a biblical worldview. And that is why you have to look at these things through the eyes of godliness. So that ties in directly to what David Tao had to say recently this past Sunday at the 412 Church.
In the battle that I'm fighting for my nation right now, there is a right side and there is a wrong side. It's not the same thing. And I hear people standing up on news channels. We saw, what's his name the other
day?
Trevor Noah. Okay, and he says, I don't understand it. I don't understand what happened. I don't understand why it happened. All I know is that there's this side and this side. These are dying and these are dying, and it's the same thing. And in a world where you take godliness out of the equation, then everything's the same. Remember, you're not allowed to do that. You can't take God out of the story. You can't take God out of the story, because if you take him out, there is no right and no wrong. What does it matter? Okay? But if God is in the story, then the battle that is being fought in Israel, those rockets that are actually being dropped on the heads of people, okay, are part of a much, much larger battle. What they're saying is the promises that were made in this book don't have any relevance.
And so, Dr. Logan, like you said, when you take godliness out of the equation, then you're going to be misled by the media.
Yes, sir. But that last sentence, that may be the most powerful sentence that you played, other than that opening when he pointed out the different components to the struggle. He made the component that is he made the comment just now that this is all part of a much, much larger struggle. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, you know, your listeners need to really, really, you know, hone in on, because when we spoke last time, we were talking about how we as believers need to recognize that we're in a spiritual battle.
Yes.
And there's much more happening that we need to be discerning, other than just what we're seeing, you know, by the media, hearing by, you know, NBA players. Just like, for an example, we mentioned before about how much of the narrative about America's current cultural problems has been pointed to being just black versus white. Mm-hmm. But in reality, there's so much more happening besides just black versus white, because the true issue is not black versus white, but the problem is sin.
Right.
You know, we're dealing with, because we are all black, whether we're black, white, male, female, big, Asian, skinny, it doesn't matter. We are all fallen. We are all descendants of Adam, and we're all susceptible to our fallen human nature, which is why we need a savior in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So that when he made that point, but when it, as it pertained to Israel, about how this is a much, much larger issue than what's being portrayed, that's right there is maybe the most significant statement that we've discussed so far.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so the last clip that I want to play as we wrap things up is Pastor Tom Hughes, the pastor of 412 Church. He really drives home that point that this is a much larger spiritual battle that we're looking at.
And also the attack of right and wrong is really against God's word. And when I look at the attack against Israel, I do believe spiritually you have this demonic force that is against Israel, because the enemy of our souls does not want the Lord to return and rule and reign from Jerusalem.
So, Dr. Logan, that's what it's all about. What's been going on for thousands of years, this is all pointing to that climatic event that's going to come, in which our Lord Jesus Christ is going to return and he's going to rule and reign from Jerusalem. And there are some out there, I've heard these stories about he's going to return to Independence, Missouri, and New York City and Washington, D.C. No, he is returning to Jerusalem. That is why there's this conflict there, because the demonic forces know that the time is getting closer and closer, and you're going to see the demonic activity escalating the closer that we get to the return of Christ. So in the last minute, can you just, again, share with the listeners about the importance to look at this from a biblical worldview and understanding the spiritual component that's going on behind the scenes?
Yes, sir. That was last clip that you played just pretty much really summed it up, that we are in a spiritual battle, and God has given the land of Israel, that territory, to the Jewish people, to the descendants of Abraham. And ever since then, there's been a conflict going on in the Middle East. And basically, the whole gist of that conflict is demonic. It's Satan trying to prevent God's plan from coming to pass. And I often teach about when I talk about this particular topic, that there is a twofold component that you can summarize the demonic activity within this twofold category. And he has two main objectives. One is to defeat God's plan, and the second is to deceive God's people. And see, when we see that come into full circle when we view the current conflict in Israel. We see, number one, the enemy trying to wipe out God's chosen people. And we also see that God's people being completely deceived by the coverage that's being conveyed about the conflict. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that's very, very important. With the enemy's goal is to defeat God's plan and to deceive God's people. And this is the reason why it's important that we need to have a biblical worldview. It's important that pastors in particular start really educating their people and doing more sermons and more teaching from an expository level. We need more teaching on the book of Revelation and on the book of Daniel and on prophecy. I mean, just more in-depth Bible, verse-by-verse expository teaching and preaching. And that's the only way that we're going to expand our minds and to really hone in and develop that biblical worldview so that we would have discernment to be able to understand the relationship between what's happening spiritually in the world and what we're hearing and seeing on the news media.
Amen. Well said. Well said. Well, Dr. Logan, I want to thank you for coming on to talk to us about this very important topic, the nation of Israel and the current conflict and why we should have a biblical worldview. And how can our listeners get in touch with you if they would like to find out more about your ministry?
Okay, they can go to my webpage, which is drbrucelogan.com. They can follow me on my Facebook page, which is @DBL Ministry. Or they can Google Facebook, Dr. Bruce Logan. You can find me like that also. And I have a Twitter account. It's @DrBruceLogan1. And you can also email me at br2logan@aol.com. That's br2logan@aol.com. And you can also follow me on MeWe and Parler. Just search Dr. Bruce Logan on MeWe and Parler, and you should be able to, I'll come up.
All right. Well, it is always a blessing to have you. So I want to thank you for joining us today. And to our listeners, please come back and join us again next week. Until then, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bless God's great nation of Israel. To the only wise God be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.